What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Yes, she is here, our host of the Red Hot Real Estate Show from RE/MAX Results, our licensed realtor friend, Mimi Shoneman. Hey, Mimi, what's going on over there?
Good morning.
I am so happy to see you. We are going to be talking about some things that you can do to get your home ready for that spring market, but at least it does seem springy today. It's like we needed a nice spring rain shower, not a storm, just a shower.
Or yesterday.
Yesterday was lovely as well. Mm-hmm. It was lovely.
A good rainy day is a great day to think about it.
Exactly. So I know some other people are sitting there right now going, okay, I'm hunkered down. Maybe I'm looking around my house. Maybe they're doing a couple of projects, and you can go, hey, let me help you.
Right?
Prioritize those projects, right?
Absolutely. We're also going to be talking about condo associations and condos, if that's a good market for you. We've got condos that are active with no offers on them in the metro and also just outside the metro, anywhere from about 60,000 they start, okay, all the way up to almost 7 million.
Ah.
And so we've got about 850 of those that are active and available in all different price ranges. But the thing to think about with condos, we want to kind of explore that with our listeners and take any questions that you might have about whether that's a good fit for you. Oftentimes, condos are great if you are upsizing or downsizing, or if it's just the first property that you decide that you want to live in, or maybe that you're global and you're traveling around and that's just a good fit for you.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about, like you mentioned, Ms. Shannon, we're going to talk about getting your house ready for photos for the spring market.
Right. You can also be part of the show if you'd like to get your voice into the room. The number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. All right. Let's go ahead, Mimi. Are we talking about condos first, or you got an update for me?
Well, I'm going to just give a quick market update from the Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. Our good friends over there, they give us the best of market intel. And so this is actually for the week ending March 23rd.
Okay.
And it's published on the 1st of April. So we're just right behind that. For the Twin Cities region, our new listings increased 8% to 1170. That's how many new active listings we had this past week. Our pending sales also increased to 939. That's up 11%.
Okay.
Our inventory increased 13.3% to 7,067 total active homes. And for the month of February, our median sales price also went up just about 5% to 358,000 for the metro area. Our days on market went down 3.3% to 59 days.
Okay.
And that's from the time that it's listed to the time that it's actually sold. Our percent of original list price that our sellers are getting is 97.5%.
So when it's priced well, you're right there.
You're right there. We're just under it, just barely.
Was there a time period way back in the day, and by back in the day, I'll say even before 2020, that people were things were dropping a lot, like that number that you just gave me about how, hey, if you price it right, it's probably going to get you what you priced it for? I seem like there was a while there where you'd see these giant drops, or has it been pretty stable?
No, actually, I would say in our anomaly years, the years of COVID, there were 2 years where this was probably cut in half.
Okay.
So things were kind of just very unusual during that time because things were so moving in such a rapid, frantic pace. So those were much less than 59 days.
Okay.
But right now that's what we're looking at. So folks, we're sitting just on 2 months from the time that you list to the time that it's actually sold. So that's a little bit longer than what we were expecting, but we do see that speed up a little bit as we're heading into the spring market, which I think this year we're going to see a spring market that's a little bit delayed.
Okay.
I think we're going to see that our summer market, our late spring into fall, is going to be a very, very busy time. A lot of the different agencies are predicting that our interest rates are going to come down a little bit. We're hoping that we're going to see something closer to 5, or the high 5s rather.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we're sitting just under 7%. So
okay,
we're thinking all the experts are predicting that if we get closer to, let's just say 5.99% for interest rates, then the market is going to flood again like it did in those unusual years of COVID.
Yes.
So folks, really right now is a phenomenal opportunity for both sellers and for buyers. And the reason that is for the competitiveness of it. So there's still very much a seller's market. We have 1.8 months of inventory. So a normal market, which is balanced between the buyers and sellers, is between 5 and 6 months. So we're two thirds of that. And so for our sellers, that tells you that there's plenty of buyers that want your property.
So you don't have to be super concerned, oh, I'll put it on the market and I'm not going to be able to actually maximize my you know, benefit for putting my house on the market.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so for our buyers that are out there and you're thinking, well, I'm just going to wait until the interest rates go down. Well, right now, there's a lot of people that are hunkered down and waiting till yes. interest rates go down. And so that means you have a little bit more leverage with the sellers in A, getting your offer accepted, and hopefully not being in such a massive competitive offer situation. So if you're looking right now, get the house, and then when the rates drop, do something about the rate.
For sure.
Absolutely. So that's what we have from our Minneapolis Area Association of Realtors. Now, I do want to just kind of mention, a lot of people ask about foreclosures and short sales.
Right.
And so we don't have many of them in the area, but it doesn't mean that we don't have any. So our bank-owned properties have actually gone up year over year. About 23%. So last year we had 39 bank-owned properties for the whole metro,
okay.
which is nothing.
Right.
And this right now we're sitting on 48 lender-owned properties. We actually have 14 short sales for this month of February of 24, whereas last year in February we had 6. So we do see that there is a little bit of pressure coming with some financial issues. It may be because of layoffs and things like that, or hardships. They happen.
Right.
And so people want to know, okay, so should I be tracking that number? Maybe. But we don't have many of them to look at.
Right. Is this kind of some people who lived through like 2008, 2009, going maybe last time we had a serious economic downturn that we had a lot more of those houses available?
Well, I think that there's always a certain population that's looking for real estate that wants to see trends.
Okay.
And so one of the things that people follow are, you know, all sorts of different statistics, and this is just one of them. And I have had people recently say, you know, what's the situation with the short sales and foreclosures? And so that is where we are with that, folks. I do want to let everybody know that you can shop for property to your heart's content at viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. We encourage you to go there and check out the website, register. You can actually ask questions about properties. You can schedule showings. You can communicate with us with questions, those kinds of things. So be sure and check that out, viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com. And we do have our brand new spring real estate guides out.
Okay.
They just came out. And so things to consider when selling your house, or things to consider when buying your house, the spring edition of 24. All you have to do to get that is text the word guide, 651-578-2218.
And those are always a great place if you're going, I was considering it, but I don't want to get ahead of myself, right? And go, I don't, you know, what should I start doing? Because there's some people who, I'm usually one of those people in that boat, just like doing stuff. And so you're like, oh, I'm thinking about it. I'm going to do all the things. But if they get your guides, we know where to start.
Well, you know, there's always the people that need more information, and this is for you. It's a great place to start because it tells a little bit about a lot of different things mm-hmm. to consider. Those are absolutely free, no obligation. So, folks, we are going to talk a little bit about what's going to happen in the spring market and how you can prepare for that. And one of the things that we are going to talk about in the next segment is how to go room by room and take a look at it from a buyer's view.
All right.
So how you look at each individual room, it can be very overwhelming. Great to start on a rainy day. And so those are the kinds of things. So we welcome your questions.
And that number is 651-641-1071. Be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available as a podcast. You can get this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword Red Hot. So, Mimi, the concept of going through room by room, to me, feels very freeing to, like, actually go through and maybe, like, do some decluttering, do some planning, doing that kind of stuff. But I can understand that it would, some people, it would make them very anxious thinking about some of these things.
Well, I know from talking to folks throughout the years that this is the part of, they know they would like to move.
Yes.
They know that it's not working anymore, or they have better, bigger and better dreams. But this is the part where it kind of makes people get stuck.
Yes.
And we want to help you get unstuck. It's not as complicated as it feels.
Okay.
Okay. So for a professional like myself, who's a licensed realtor, Minnesota and Wisconsin, we see a lot of homes. We're in a lot of homes. It's no different than going to your hairdresser when you've let it go too long. Right. And they're like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's no big
deal. We got you.
We got you. We can fix this. But it is going to take some effort. There's no question about it. It's no denying that this is not something that's going to be easy.
Right.
So let's start with the outside, because we have been really fortunate for the most part with the weather this year, to be able to do things outside that we wouldn't be able to do for another month at least. So we're looking at curb appeal. And so what you want to constantly be asking yourself and bring yourself back to the question is, what is the buyer going to say when they pull up to the curb? And here's what you must know is the buyer, when we're representing the buyer, is in control. Okay. Mm-hmm. The buyer does not have to agree to go into the house.
Oh, okay.
If the buyer pulls up and says, no.
Okay.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. It just no.
It just looks like it's not right for me.
Yes. Okay. And so then you have the conversation with the buyer, but we've already made the appointment. The seller has done some cleaning. The lights are on. We have to, as your realtor, need to at least go in and make sure that their lights are off and let them know that you were not interested in seeing the property.
Okay.
That's the right way to do it, or to message through the showing time system and let the other agent know buyer has decided they've changed their mind. But let's analyze what that is.
Okay.
Okay. So it's one thing if it's your neighborhood, you can't do a thing about that, right? So then you want to think to yourself, well, when does my neighborhood show the very best?
Fair enough.
When is it the nicest looking?
So is it between 2 p.m. and 5 p.m.? Is it, is it super busy some other time of day and you don't want to see it, or what?
Or is it May?
Yeah.
When all the trees are starting to leaf out and it feels a little more full and a little more, comforting, I guess, for the lack of better words, more green space, more, kind of feeling,
right,
when you get into the neighborhood. But if it's not the neighborhood and it's just you, that's tough.
Right.
That's really tough.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we want to make sure this time of year that you can control, we can't control the blooming out. We can't control the leaves. We can't control any of that. But what we can do is kind of tidy up around the windows. We can make sure that your outside windows are clean.
Yes.
Inside and out. That's the very nicest thing, because if you're looking at somebody's dirty windows here because of the climate, you can make an excuse and say, that's no big deal. It's the time of year. But when they're inside and they're looking out, it affects the light that kind of illuminates throughout the inside.
But so it can make your whole house look dingier than it is.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And people are very sensitive to light. Natural light especially. So you can turn on all kinds of incandescent lights, and that's helpful. But natural light, people are very sensitive and they will pass on a house because of natural light.
Okay.
But right now, what you can do for the outside to make it more curb ready, first of all, clear it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got stuff stowed, if your trash cans are there, if your garden hoses, if you got junk, you know, just stuff that you sat there and you're like, I was too tired to fool with that.
Yeah.
Fool with it. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure too that your front door is describable.
Okay.
So if I'm looking at your house and let's just say it's gray.
Yes.
And your door is gray.
Mm-hmm.
And your shutters are gray. There's nothing. You don't have any lipstick and you don't have any eyeshadow on.
Right.
You need to fix that.
You can't just have a blank canvas.
You need to have something that invites them to the front door. Same thing too with your outside lighting. If they're rusty, dirty, if they're too small for the size of your house, that might be something that would be worth investing in. If you don't have the budget for that, then clean them.
Okay.
And put some fresh bulbs in so that they're fresh. So also that if you've let your, if the shrubs didn't get trimmed last winter or last fall, cut them down or make them fresh or uniform.
Yes.
And put some fresh mulch down, because I'm telling you what,
A big difference.
When you walk up to the door and it's got landscaped mulch and the aroma of the mulch is very, very inviting.
So you encourage people to go ahead and focus on things like that and that look more semi-permanent than like going out and buying a bunch of potted plants or something like that. Like, what do you think?
No sense for potted plants right now.
Okay.
And I would certainly not even use the time to put fake flowers out.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you are able to do some cleaning, take the stains off your driveway or resurface it if the weather will permit. If you've got wood back there, make sure that it's not fallen over, that it's stacked neatly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got some outdoor furniture that's not in good shape, you may as well go ahead and get rid of that if you're not going to be keeping it. So those are some of the things that you can focus on outdoors right now. In about a month, maybe you can do a few more things. Maybe that's when you put your peonies out or mm-hmm. put a little planter that'll add a little color or a window box.
Right. So I know you probably need a little bit of, you sound a little parched. So I do have a question while you're going.
Let's do it.
Taking the thing. So when I'm doing my initial look, how much do I focus on just the basic things like the go ahead and get rid of all the cobwebs, the other stuff? Does that, do you think, normally have a more visceral response to people with your curb appeal than, I wish they had put more flowers in over here?
Are you talking about outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So cobwebs say that it sends a message.
Okay.
That you weren't important enough to clean up.
Ah, okay.
And let's just talk about like things like wasp nests that you left up. Now would be a good time to get those down because they're not active
mm-hmm.
and they really show a problem.
Yes.
So I would work on that.
Okay.
Okay. So now we're going to move into, let's just start with the kitchen.
Yes.
So the kitchen, I would say, is probably your most important room in the house.
Okay. Why is that?
That's the hub. That's the heart of the home. That's where people hang. That's where the meals are prepared. That's where there's just significant time and people pay a lot of attention to that particular room. And so let's just say that you happen to have a home that has a galley kitchen.
Yes.
Where you walk in and it's just a narrow walkway between. Those kitchens in particular, because they are small to begin with, you're going to want to maximize every possible space in your kitchen cabinetry.
Okay.
So you're going to want to go through there and you want to get rid of anything and everything that you don't actually use.
Okay.
Your ball cups, all of us have them, right? We go to the Twins game and we're like, but I remember that game and that was a wonderful game. And
all my extra coffee mugs that
now
I
I've got
drink.
10 of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can go ahead and give yourself permission to donate or dispose of or recycle those kinds of things.
Right.
If you've got,
at least box them up, right? And put
them
off site.
Okay. Yes. Go ahead and put them away. I promise you, if you're boxing those up, you're going to regret it.
Right.
You're just going to unbox them and box them again.
Unless you're going to eventually move in and put some little decorative hooks, and this is where your memories go all the
maybe.
Time.
Maybe you've got a twin spa planned at your next place.
Well, we are giving you some great information on room by room and from the outside to the inside and what you can do to get your house ready to take some photos if you're ready to put it on the market. We're also open to taking your calls. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Red Hot Real Estate Show with my friend Mimi Shoneman from RE/MAX Results here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available as a podcast. Remind you, you can get this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com. Use that keyword, Red Hot. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group and RE/MAX Results. So we got to the kitchen telling you maybe get rid of some of those things you've just been hanging on to because they're good memories.
Yes. I'm just going to go back one because I just saw something else that reminded me that this would be something that I would say was a good time to do.
Yes.
If you've got like a screen like I do that the cat got a hold of. Now would be a good time to get those rescreened.
Yes.
That would be really, really good timing because when the spring happens, when you really do need your springs, then those people that are fixing those like at the hardware stores, they get pretty busy.
Yeah.
So that's just another tip.
Right.
Okay. So the kitchen. So we were talking about the cabinets when we went into the break.
Yes.
And so one of the other things that I see on in kitchens that are maybe smaller is the storage of food products and alcohol on the top of the ledge.
Okay.
You want to limit that as much as you're able to, because that just screams, I don't have enough cabinet space.
Okay.
So there's that. And then also too, with those types of smaller kitchens, you may have like a station where you come in the side door where you've got shoes and all of the, and coats and the, that sort of thing, but it really doesn't have its own designated area. You want to kind of contain that as much as possible if you're able to.
Okay. So like when I come into my kitchen, I have one of those shoe mats that I put it all there. So you're saying just make sure that looks like it's very contained or even get rid of it if I can, or what do you mean?
Well, no, I don't think in the winter we can get rid of that, those sorts of things. And they're actually a good thing to do when you're showing your house because people can also put their shoes there.
Right.
But I would say that you want to keep it to maybe just a small number of pairs.
Okay. Yeah. Don't have an avalanche of all your shoes. Yeah. You only have like the, I need these right now. Fair enough.
Okay. Absolutely. And empty would be better with the shoe rack. So then people can actually put their shoes there when they come in.
Right.
If that's the way you have them entering into the house. But let's talk about the front door. So really most people, unless there's some particular reason why, have people when they're coming to view their home, they have them come in the front. Unless there's a reason. So let's talk about the entry and your first presentation there. So if you have really oversized furniture, you want to think about pathways.
Okay.
So let's use your house because I can see it in my mind.
Yes.
So we have a front door and then we have a little bit of an L-shaped area in your living room.
And that's already kind of like the opening my front door because it's already kind of tight. It's like nothing can go there, period.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned. Right.
Yeah. Yes. But I have seen where literally you open somebody's front door and you've got a love seat, you've got chairs, you've got an entertainment center, sectional, all those kinds of things. So maybe if you have too much furniture in your room and it may be hard for you to see, ask a friend.
Yes.
Or ask us. You can send us a text and with your photo and so what do you think? We're happy to give a second opinion about that. It's kind of fun to see.
Yes.
So you can text that, your photos, to 651-578-2218 with your questions about your rooms.
Right.
So you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of your focal points. What are those?
Okay.
So you walk into the room. What do you, I'm going to ask you this question. When somebody walks in your living room, what do you really want them to see?
I want them to immediately look behind them and see the window because that window is the best thing that I've got in that room because of the way it's laid out.
Okay.
So I always try to make sure that there's nothing in front of, for a minute I had a couch there and I'm like, that's wasting that space. So I moved it.
And so you want to have your focus. First of all, you want a pathway.
Yes.
You want nothing blocking the window.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe make a grouping beside the window so that people can see that that's open. And you're also with your particular house, You've got beautiful hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. You want people to see those floors. You don't want them to be covered up. So right. that also speaks to your floor covering. You know, it's nice to have rugs because they're warmer on your feet if you've got hardwood floors. But would it make the room feel more open
if I got rid of that?
If you took it and stored it, or what, you know, how would that change the presentation of the person walking into your room?
And I like that you made it sound like, well, what are you going to do? Like, my room is set out now that if you come in through the kitchen, that's really what you see first, because that pathway, I've set it up where you get here, you get to the window, you see the seating is set in a certain way, because that's the main entrance that we use. And so it looks really spacious if you come through the kitchen. But you're right. If you come in through the other side, maybe not as much, because I'm not used to making traffic come that direction.
So if you had a party and you're having company over, mm-hmm. you would want them to come through your most attractive open room.
So I'm like, come through the kitchen.
Come through the kitchen. Yes. Right. And some people feel that way. Uh-huh. But I think for myself personally, most of the time, not all the time, coming in through the front door makes sense.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. It gives people the feel of what it's like for guests to come to their house. So we've talked about that. If your house is dark, let's talk about you don't have overhead lighting, or the overhead lighting is lacking. There are things that you can do. You can get torchier lights that actually, for pretty inexpensive, you can go to, you know, Walmart or wherever and get something to get some height up yes. on the light. And then that, and the use of mirrors.
Okay.
Mirrors are fantastic for making a room feel big or bigger, and it's great for lighting. So maybe if you've got a really nice painting behind your or you've just got some, you know, mixed match art, you might consider grabbing a mirror and putting it up instead and seeing if that doesn't enhance the room.
And we're not saying get it, like, and sometimes, like, you can find really good stuff if you go to one of the nicer Goodwills and look for that kind of thing. So don't get something junky, but there are some nice things where you're like, hey, this will really open up this space.
Yes, and, you know, for us, with the Red Hot Real Estate Group, we also do light staging. We mm-hmm. have mirrors that we can bring to your home, and little accessory things that are going to complement. So you might even ask your friend,
yeah.
hey,
can
you got a nice
that?
Mirror. Can I borrow your mirror for a while? Just to add that little bit of extra. So from your living room, in a lot of people's homes, you enter a hallway.
Correct.
And a hallway will oftentimes go left and right, with a bathroom in the middle.
Yes.
So let's focus on your primary bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, so we've left the living room. We've decluttered it a little bit. We've taken old pillows. We've removed those entirely. We've either replaced them or didn't. Or
if we have a beat up rug, get rid of it. Or, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We've taken all the knickknacks that aren't necessary, that aren't truly decorative. Okay, so the pencil holder behind the, you know, lamp on the end table can go. The Kleenex boxes, please, for the love of man, take those down.
Okay? Right.
We don't need to see that. It doesn't do anything for presentation, so take those down. Anything that's sticking out that you can put into a box and store away that you don't use, remotes and things like that, tuck them under.
I believe you suggested taking out some of my personal items too. So if I know I have a lot of people coming through, maybe it makes sense to take down all my pictures of me and my son and all this other stuff I think you've suggested before.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that is really hard for people, believe mm-hmm. it or not. And, you know, it's interesting to me when I do go through homes and I do still see people with their personal pictures. So what happens when you keep your personal pictures up? People stop and they look at them. They look at the pictures. They're not looking at your living room or your bedroom anymore. They're looking at your pictures,
mm-hmm.
personal things.
Right.
And making determinations of whatever it is that they see, they stop seeing themselves in that space right now because they're trying to figure out who
you
are.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing too in offices, folks. I have seen a lot of people spend a lot of time looking at your diplomas and your really great degrees. That's not necessary. And really, sincerely, it could be
a
problem.
Yeah.
Let's just say that was photographed that way and that's online forever, evermore. Who you are, your degree, all your personal information that happened.
Right.
There's a lot of information that people get from personal things. And while it might be a matter of pride, and it actually framed beautifully and it looks nice, it's perfectly situated above a desk, is that really what you want people doing in your office when they're looking at your house?
Snooping through your personal life. Well, making judgments about your personal life.
Not even snooping. Yeah. It's just there for you to see.
Right.
So these are just suggestions, taking down personal things like that. Because it really, they do need to be able to see themselves in that space. And as beautiful as some of the art and the things that are framed that are on the walls, they're a distraction from the room.
Right.
And so that's something for you to take into consideration. Let's talk about paint, Ms. Shannon.
Right.
I know you love to paint.
Yeah.
You love to paint. Mm-hmm. And some people don't, like myself. I really am not a great painter. I think I am. But when I go to do it, I always stop and say, what the heck?
I should have hired somebody.
Was I thinking? Because I'm so miserable in this moment. And I'm not doing a great job at it either.
There's a difference between being good at it and loving doing it. So
yes.
That's not the same.
Absolutely. So I'm going to tell you that the very best thing that you can do, period, for resale value is to paint your house.
Right.
And paint it a nice neutral. I'm sorry that you're a Vikings fan and, you know, the purple is in the house.
Purple pride is great, but it's not going to work for this.
Yes. No.
Okay.
No. We need neutrals because they want to be able to move in ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if their orange bedspread does not go with your purple, they're going to be thinking, I got to paint that wall. I've got to paint that wall. And even if it's just an accent wall, and people are like, what's the big deal about that? It's not a big deal for a lot of people, but it is a big deal for some of the people. And do you want to have one little thing like that that could be something that stops people from moving forward on your property?
Right. All right. We're going to give you some more tips as you are getting your house ready to get the photo so you can get it on the market. We'll also be willing to take your call. You can call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I am Ms. Shannon here with Mimi Shoneman, our realtor from RE/MAX Results and the Red Hot Real Estate Group. We've been going through your house as best as we can to help you go. I know you think that you can't get all of this done, but you can, because Mimi has the suggestions on what are the things you should focus on most if you're going, I need to get my house ready to show, get the best pictures available. And we got through to the bathroom, right?
Well, we kind of have been zigzagging around.
Once you got to that hallway.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if this is starting to give you anxiety, just listening to us talk about it, then this is your cue that you should call us. You can reach me directly at 651-578-2218.
And offboard it.
And let's talk about it.
Yes.
Because this is something that we do. We help folks with figuring out what you need to do, minimal things that you need to do to help you make sure that your house shows as well as it can so that you can get the most money possible. And that's the goal for all sellers, is to do it as simply as possible and get the most money as possible.
Right.
Least headaches.
Exactly.
Okay. So let's talk about the bedrooms.
Okay.
Let's just use your bedroom.
Yes.
For instance.
Mm-hmm.
What would you change in your bedroom if you knew you were putting it on the market? What's the issues with it?
I would probably take out you talked about rugs. I would take the rug out because I have a big giant rug underneath it that occasionally curls up and does some other stuff. It's great for me to stand on, but I don't know if I want everybody seeing this rug.
Right.
The other thing is that on my end table, I have one of those lamps that has a bunch of plugs on it, so it's just a pile of cords, because that's where I plug in my phone and my other stuff when I go to bed. But nobody needs to see all those cords and these speakers and stuff that I have in there. I like it, because then I can play my soothing sounds when I'm going to bed. But I'd have to take all that out, I think.
Absolutely.
That octopus of cords, I know you'd be like, Shannon,
no,
get rid of this.
We have to fix this.
Right.
And I mean that in the loving way.
Right, but that's what I would do.
So, folks, here, if you are hard to imagine, you're like, yeah, this room is fine. That's mm-hmm. ridiculous. Take a picture of your room and then go have a cup of coffee someplace else and look at the picture mm-hmm. and say, and then take it online and look and see what you see in other people's bedrooms.
My makeup, my little rolly cart with all my makeups in it.
No
vanity. I need to go.
The vanities have to be cleared off if you have one. The other thing that I see that people do is storing things at an angle. If you have a room, you have to have just the right size room to be able to pull that off, really.
Mm-hmm.
As cute as it is, it doesn't work well with showcasing the size of the room. And what we're looking for is to make sure that your rooms are as looking big as possible.
Because then you have all that dead space probably in that back angle corner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There's that. If you've got blinds, you want to clean those blinds and the windows, as we've already mentioned, you want to make sure that those are cleaned inside and out. Folks, if you've got chipping, peeling paint and you're like, I'm not painting. Painting is the best thing that you can do. And if you do have chipping, peeling paint, you are eliminating a very big buyer pool with FHA and VA and USDA, because those people have, when they're using those types of financing, they have more strict guidelines, and peeling paint is like number one on the checklist for that. So that is the very best thing that you have. Now let's talk about pets. If you have pets, there's going to be odors in your house that mm-hmm. you don't smell anymore.
Right.
Okay. It just is what it is. And so what you're going to want to do with the fabric in your house, you're going to want to have that cleaned. And sometimes too, that's not even enough to do it. So there are odor products out there that we would recommend for you, or perhaps different companies that can come in and neutralize odors.
Right.
Because once the oil from a pet gets into fabric, it's almost impossible to get rid of it.
I had to have one of those companies come through in my rental, and it made a big difference having them have to come through and basically.
Enormous.
But yeah, it was absolutely made a huge difference though.
Yes. And containment for your pets, since we're on the subject of that. It's very, very stressful for animals to be in a house when it's being shown. Extraordinarily stressful for them. So if it's at all possible, it's good for them to be taken off premises. If
right.
not, for sure, contained in an area that's private, maybe in a bedroom, in a kennel, where there's a note on the door that says there's pets in here and just to, you know, don't open it or just peek in,
right.
that kind of thing. That helps a lot because they just really, you know, that really stresses them out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so bedroom, let's go back to that. So we've got all your furniture kind of flush up against the wall. We've taken down your personal things, collections, all those kinds of things. People collect, mm-hmm. you know, we're human. We get in a habit. It's like, you know, next thing you know, you got 10 of them, whatever it is. Those need to go, whatever that happens to be. Take that down and make sure. Also, linens are really nice to have some fresh new linens, because your old duvets do not show the very, very best in pictures or
okay.
during showings. And that takes us to the main primary bathroom. For your photos, you're going to want to strip that thing down.
So you got to move all your stuff out of there, all your hair products, all your this.
Get yourself a little cubby that mm-hmm. you can put everything in, that's easy to move in and out of a closet. Organize your closet, fold up your towels that you just tossed in, and put everything kind of square. That's what you're looking for, and containerize things with like.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got little boxes or little containers where you can put all of your things, like you mentioned, your cosmetics.
Yes.
Those kinds of things. If you can just have it in one particular area where you can take it in, take it out, that's great.
Right.
In the bathrooms, I know a lot of people have decorative rugs, but I think it shows the room bigger if you take up the rugs.
Okay.
And with nice fresh linens, both draped on the tub and on the rack, those are nice. We don't need to see your soap dispensers
okay.
unless they're decorative.
Okay.
So that's the bathroom. Now, in the basement, you're going to want to do as much as you can to move things into similar areas.
Okay.
So if you're in the basement and you've got a den and you've got the television room, let's call it, and you've got a sofa, you've got, you know, a snack bucket, you got all kinds of little tables to set your things when you're watching your movies. You want to try to organize that as much as possible. And
okay.
also, too, getting the things off the top of it, unless
okay.
it's just one or two things that are decorative.
Okay.
And this is not all the time, guys. This is just kind
when
of
when your house is being shown.
Yes. This okay. is just, or when you're getting ready to have the pictures for it, because once it's online, there you are. What are you going to do to change that? It's
right.
very, very difficult to change that. Let's talk about your utility in your laundry room before we go into the break.
Yeah. And I want to remind you, we're wrapping.
We're
not
wrapping.
Just the break.
Yes,
okay.
I know. Yes, I know. So we could talk forever about this,
right.
is what,
mm-hmm.
what you're saying.
Yes.
Do please go ahead and address the dirt and things on your water heater and on your furnace.
Oh, really?
Go ahead and get the cobwebs out of those rooms. What that says to the buyer is this is filthy and they probably haven't maintained this space very
Fair
well.
Fair enough. Okay.
And if you've got dirty clothes on the floor, that's got to go.
Okay.
So put those things away in a laundry basket. You know, do it not like you live, but how you would want somebody to see it.
Yes.
Okay. So the same thing, too, with things that you've got in storage. Loose things, not good. In a container, okay.
Right. And they're very cost effective now to get these containers.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $8.99 at Costco for mm-hmm. a great big one.
Yeah.
When it's on sale. How do I know that?
Yeah.
I know that for a reason.
I just bought a bunch of stuff on Amazon and went through and me Marie Kondo'd my house. It was very freeing.
No, I love that
book. It was
very
freeing.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. If it's not something that you're going to want to keep, go ahead and donate it.
Right.
Give it to Goodwill. Give it to another charity. Mm-hmm. I know there's plenty of charities
Absolutely.
That sell those types of things that go to great causes. And you'll feel great about it because
right.
it won't be there.
Exactly.
Now, if you would like more information about this subject or about what you might need to do to get your house ready for market, we'd love to talk with you. You can message us either by a text or you can call 651-578-2218. Message us for those free guides, you guys. We've got guides for buyers and sellers. And in addition to that, you can shop to your heart's content
right.
at viewgreaterminneapolishomes.com.
Right. And we also remind you, you can get this episode and previous episodes if you go to our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.